Pickaxe.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Triforce Podcast with me, Lewis, also Sips.
Hi.
Sips.
Hi.
And Pyrian Flax.
Hello.
Pyrian Flax.
Howdy, partners.
How are you guys
oh my God.
Doing?
Flax, you've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've done since I got the game on Friday lunchtime.
Wow.
Literally all I've done. I haven't loaded anything else up. I've just been playing that nonstop. It's been crazy. The day I got it, I did a 13 and a half hour stream where all I did was play Red Dead 2. It's incredible. It is honestly mind-bogglingly good. I love it.
Nice. I pre-ordered it, but it didn't arrive on the day that it was released.
That sucks.
And then I've just been lazy to going to pick it up. So I hear really good things about it, which is nice because I haven't heard really good things about other games that are coming out pretty soon. Which,
what like?
Like Fallout 76, a lot of people are saying that it's, when they've played it, they thought it was pretty good, but now realizing that it's coming out in like 2 weeks, maybe it's not so good. I don't know. I mean, you got to take some of this stuff, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
So they're basically the big two games, right, for this Christmas season. See, it seems like everything ramps up about this time.
No, no, no. There's two or three other big games. Yeah. You've got Last of Us 2 is coming out before Christmas. What do you mean?
Next.
Well, they're console games, right? Like,
dude, is Red Dead Redemption 2. I bought a PS4 for this game.
I haven't talked about how I don't care about that yet either as well, but carry on.
What, about the PS4?
About Red Dead at all.
What do you mean you don't care?
He doesn't like video games, Flex.
I played it for a bit.
Oh, you played it?
What is up with 2008 controls on a 2018 game? I mean,
it's actually not that bad. Like, I don't know why people have complained about it. It's fine. Like, I have had no problems, and I never play console games.
Okay.
Like I said,
and it's 40-year-old dad. So, you know.
I mean, you say you've had no problems. I've seen you aim. Flax in
this. Dude, aiming with a console, that's me.
I know.
Not the controls, that's me. And this has auto aim, sort of aim assist.
Right.
But honestly, oh my God.
I never noticed that in your gameplay. No, I gotta say.
You would.
There's a lot of wild shots into the air.
Yeah. That's why I'm so glad
fucking
for Dead,
show that
Dead
atmosphere.
Eye. Turn on Deadeye and just pop them all. And I'm like, geez, I never would have pulled these shots off otherwise.
Yeah, the Deadeye thing is really cool. I like that you can shoot guns out of people's hands and shoot their hats off.
Yeah,
stuff too.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's
and
really
good. Sometimes you shoot people, they'll fall backwards and just shoot in the air and stuff like that. It's there's all kinds of details.
It is an extensively epic AAA game with a really good story, and I think everyone that I've spoken to has really had a good time. But I think for me, like, the single player experience is a different experience, right? And it's obviously Red Dead Online is going to come out in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure at that point, you know, I'm going to get into it. I never even played the GTA 5 single player story really beyond the tutorial.
You're missing out, man! It's so good.
I watched
Holy
you
shit.
Play bits of it on stream, and I just never got around to it. I just like playing multiplayer games for some reason. I like being social and to do stuff. And it's you know, but then again, I played Fallout 76 as well. And I wanted to do that as a solo experience. I mean, it's weird. My experiences this week with those two games are a little bit the polar opposite of what people are saying, that I really enjoyed Fallout 76 and I think I just want to play Fallout again. I just want to play New Vegas and Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 and I want
So what's in those. Fallout 76 then? If what's like the base building side like? Is it pretty cool or is it pretty simple? Like is there more emphasis on you just going out and doing stuff, or do you spend a lot of time making stuff, or what do you do?
I think the idea is that you can like literally set up a camp right anywhere and you can build a base on that, right? And then you can just leave it there, and then when you want you can place your camp down again, and bam, it'll all appear again in the same place that you built it.
Right. And so if somebody else happens across your spot, do they see your stuff or not really?
I think they do, yeah. But I don't think they can attack you and like destroy your base stuff.
Lame!
But yeah, I don't
know. That's some Care Bear shit.
It is.
Give me Rust, baby, if you want an open world post-apocalyptic experience.
But I don't think it's like particularly like... It's not server-based in the sense that there's hundreds of people on the same thing. It's
right.
There's 10 to 15 people on the same... It's like GTA levels right. of PvP.
But you know are I mean? You stuck with those people like forever then? Or do you just... When you spawn in, you're just on a new server and then...
No. Every time you log in, it'll be different people.
Okay.
But it's just like... When you play GTA Online, there's only ever 10 to 15 people on that map, right, of GTA Online.
They're all hacking their asses off.
Exactly.
So what's the point then? Like there's quests and things that you can do and
You got me.
Do you have to grind stuff? Like is there an emphasis on playing it every day or is it the kind of thing where you just sort of like work through some storylines? Because I heard that there's not really much storyline at all. It's all just like sort of side quests. There's not that many NPCs. You get a lot of your stuff from like terminals and whatnot. And that could just be a beta thing or maybe that's part of it.
I think when you strip the single player experience down, what you end up with is the danger that we had. I was talking to Tom about this a bit, but you know, when we played Divinity Original Sin, we wanted to play at other players' story pace, right? You wanted to read something or I wanted to read something and the other two weren't interested. Yeah. And so I think if you keep a story which is linear and blocking and like everyone has to do a bit of reading, it's not going to work. I think that stuff is still in there. There's lots of holotapes you can listen to.
Right.
And you'll be like, shut up to your friends while you're trying to listen to them, you know. There's lots of like, there's like a console that you could sit down at and read through a load of story about what happened. And, you know,
sure.
You'd be like, shut up, I'm trying to read or protect me from these zombies attacking me on this computer while I read.
So you meet up with friends and you just go off and find stuff to shoot and kill. And
yeah. Like I think you find like a fucking warehouse that's infested by ghouls and you fucking well go there and it's got loads of schools in it, you kill them all and then more attack and then loads of other things attack and then it says, you know, Lewis and Sips have claimed the industrial zone and then other players can come and try and wrest it off you and if they do, then, you know, they get some extra rewards.
So what's the benefit of claiming the industrial zone?
Well, I think once you've claimed it, you get access to the workshop which gives you a load of resources that you can use to build with, you get loads of credits. You can
3D print a load of fucking dildos, shove them up your butt.
Yeah. Well, I'm sold. I didn't think that it was sounding that good until Flax mentioned the dildos in the butt, and now I'm...
Anyway, I'm actually fairly excited about it. Anyway, let's talk about this. It was Halloween this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was Halloween last night, actually.
Yeah, last night. And I mean, yeah. I've got such a boring life, okay, that the only story I've got is that I was walking home last night.
And I got egged.
When
somebody egged me.
So it wasn't even Halloween. It was like the night before because it was really fucking spooky. Really fucking freezing.
All right, okay. The story's changing. It didn't even happen on Halloween.
It happened on that night that was really cold the other day. Did you guys have that night?
This is not Halloween night, just to be sure. This is another night.
Close to Halloween night.
Right, okay. What are the limits of close to Halloween? Are we talking like the week leading up to and then the week after? Or?
Because it's part of the story, so it counts, right? And I was coming home about 9 o'clock, so it's dark, it's fucking freezing.
Right.
And I walked past this place that looks like it's just sort of open, but I hadn't seen it before. It might have been open for years, I don't fucking know. And it's called Just Chips. Right.
Right.
Were they true to their word or is there a lawsuit impending?
They only sell chips.
You got hot dogs here?
Nope.
Good. Just checking. Just checking.
Can I order a burger? No.
Good for you.
So I go in there and there's two people behind the counter. First of all, the door is wide open because, you know, these days shops have to be welcoming, right? If you shut your door, no one's going to come in. Whereas if the door's wide open.
About? Man, you know what would have been perfect? If you walked in there and then there was two motorcycle traffic cops standing behind the counter for, you know, chips, just chips. Hey. So they only sell chips. But then the guys that work there are chips as well. It would be the full package.
Never heard that that phrase used to describe.
Or they only sold microchips. I would like that as well.
Man, you've never seen chips?
No.
Crazy.
California Highway Patrol.
Yeah, it's like an 80s.
It was dreadful.
Chips.
It was dreadful.
Let's see.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Chips. Official. Wait, did they they rebooted chips.
God.
Last year, by the looks of it.
Good God.
Oh, fuck me. Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
I fucking went in there, and it's freezing cold. So, like freezing, freezing cold. Now, of course, I haven't bothered to prepare for winter at all. I'm still wearing, like, my really thin, trendy, fucking white fabric shoes. My feet are fucking freezing. I'm wearing my, like, leather jacket, you know, my cool one, which is Italian, so therefore does not protect you from the cold at all. I'm fucking freezing my dick off right in this place.
Right.
And I walked into the shop partly because I thought, oh, I'll warm up in here. And of course, because the door's wide
open.
Well,
like a tramp.
Well, no, but like, it's like halfway home, right? I have like a
it
long
might
walk.
Catch a few warm air currents next to their ventilation system if I huddle outside next to the chips. Just wait. Just can't believe you're like, I'll warm up in this chip shop.
It's chips are warming.
Yeah, but
I was like, look, it's cold. It's a cold night. I'm halfway home. I'm going to walk in here,
hot,
get some dry chips.
Hot
I'm going to eat
stodgy.
Chips on the way home.
Stodgy, that's why they warm you up.
Mm-hmm. And also, I thought if it's just chips, they've always got chips on the go, right? It's going to be really quick. I'm just going to be popping there.
But you're not going to be able to warm up then, are you?
Well, but, you know, it was just for a second. And I thought also, I really wanted to check if they did just do chips, you know, because I was like, I was interested in that.
You got to know.
So, went in, fucking behind the counter are these two guys who are wearing, like, fucking these clothes that look like they're handling liquid nitrogen or something. Do you know what I mean? They are fucking, like, in full, like warm clothes with
disposing
massive, like,
of radioactive
on.
Waste sort of
thing.
Yeah.
And they're both, like, they both look like they've just finished their day job on a building site and they've come and worked in here, right? Maybe working and making just chips all the day causes hot chip fat to burn their faces and, you know, cause them to be all patchy. You know, they're kind of like, they're trolls, right? They're hunched, they're big, burly men, right? But they're sort of short. The kind of men who are angry for no reason, just because the world has given them a bad
did you
lot.
Get beaten up in just chips?
Yeah,
just chips and beatings. That's
what happened to you?
These guys are the guys who were behind the bout counter. They're the guys making the chips, right?
Yeah.
Well, someone's got to make them. I don't know why you're judging so much. What do you expect? The queen to be there making the chips? I mean,
no, but they know that this just chips is freezing and have prepared for it, right? Because they're wrapped up.
So you're blaming them? You're angry with them for preparing?
Not really.
That's a common chip shop attire, though. Every chip shop I've been to in the winter has had a man really bundled up, even though it's pretty hot in there when they've got the deep fryers going and stuff. They always seem to have a scarf or like some sort of coat on or whatever. And I think it's because it's like, they want to sell you just chips, yeah, but they also want to give off that sort of, like, you know, street food vendor vibe as well, you know, where it's like, hey, it's kind of outside, even though it's really not outside, but you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. I think it adds to the experience. Maybe, you know?
Experience of buying chips. When do people need this? Just buy the chips!
But the place is quite nice, right? It's like, it's not like, I'm not saying it's like a beautiful hipstery trendy, it's not like gourmet chips, right?
But
it's not
gourmet like chips,
it's not like a greasy spoon, okay? It's quite small, like the place. It's got a couple of nice little tables, it's got some nice graffiti and stuff on the window. It's quite nice, right? Anyway, I say, you know, can I have some chips? And of course they're like, yep. And I'm like,
you wouldn't believe how many times you get asked out of date, mate. I'll tell you what.
You didn't say please. You just said, give me some chips.
Well, no, I said please. Maybe I didn't.
That was left out of your original
maybe
testimony.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe this is the cause of what happened.
Interesting.
Then.
Yeah.
And so he's like, how big do you want? And I was like, I'll have large chips. Right? Because you've got to order a large chips, right? You've got, I want a big load of chips. Now, I didn't really know.
It depends
know.
How hungry you are. If you're hungry, yeah. If you're like really, really hungry, you know, sometimes like your eyes are bigger than your stomach when you're feeling really hungry. And you're like, give me the supersize chips. And then you only eat like five chips.
Exactly. Where do you get that stack of chips? Which is partly, we'll carry on with the story, shall we? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't wait. Go
but
on.
Normally, yeah, me too. I'm at the edge of my seat here.
But normally, when you get a large chips, that's way too many chips. I'm never going to eat all those chips. No way.
I don't know. You think you owe it to yourself to finish. If you bought it and, you know, you don't want to waste. So I think you have to do it.
So he fucking, it's like Johnny sauce on that, mate. And I'm like, yeah, I'll have some ketchup, please. And he's like, all right, that'll be £4.50 or whatever it was, right? I paid him.
Right.
And then he turns around.
You said that these weren't gourmet chips. Where you're paying £4.50 for a large chips?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of money for chips.
Oh.
He turns around to his mate and sort of says something. I wasn't really paying attention at that point. I just sort of looked at my phone, assuming it wouldn't be very long. Anyway, I'm browsing my phone. Like 5 minutes goes by. Two of them aren't fucking doing anything.
Right.
There's like nothing happening. Like there's no fryers frying. There's no chips happening. There's nothing going on. Anyway, I look over the counter like sort of nosily, which I wouldn't normally do. Okay. But
right.
I'm cold. Right. I'm like moving foot to foot. I don't know whether to put my phone away because my hands are so cold. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm in one of these situations now where I like either am bored. Okay, I haven't got my phone, so I just have to sit there and look at, I don't know, nothing, right? And anyway, and so the guy fucking leans over and presses like a button, like he's forgotten to turn the fryers on or
right.
something.
But did he do it in that way where it was like, he knew that he forgot to do it, but he was trying to make it seem like it was part of the process?
Did he make the face like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Or not even. Did he just sort of press it and not draw any attention to it whatsoever to like fool you into thinking that was just normal?
Well, he was in like mid spiel with his mate, but because he saw me lean over, he thought I might be a new kind of customer. But I think he obviously realized at that point, oh, fuck, I forgot to turn the fryer
on. So he turned around and looked at you, saw that you were staring, he pressed a button. And then you heard the doors lock behind you.
Yeah.
And then they both
smiled.
The lights
went out. Bingo. The spider cut it fly.
So it'll make you squeal like a pig.
I fucking stood there for like another like couple of minutes. And then there's, you know, and then he gets some fucking frozen chips out of a freezer. And I'm like, fuck me. Like, I've already been here like 10
minutes.
Well,
you said that really loud.
That's what I thought in my head. I was like, come on. You know, I suppose it is like 9 o'clock. Maybe they were expecting there to be no one else coming in at this.
You were the only person in there at
anymore.
The time.
I don't know what time Just Chips closes, right? But I assume people want chips 24/7, right?
Well, yeah, it is a very grab and go.
And also, like, how long did the chips sit bad? I mean, obviously, once you fried them, you've got to get them back out quite quickly.
They get them out into one of those trays, right, with the light on it?
Yeah, but they don't last that long. Like, they get a bit grimbles after a while. So, I mean, they're obviously on a just-in-time cooking process. People come in, they want chips, and you know, if you've got chips going for Lulu here and some lad comes in and wants chips, perfect. Now we're not wasting chips. Otherwise, you don't want to have chips sitting there for an hour.
True.
While no one's thinking, do I just want chips?
Precisely.
I don't know about you guys though, but I like I prefer when they sort of get the chips. I don't like chips straight out of the fryer. Like,
why?
I like them after they've sat in
the... Because they're hot and you got to wait before you can shove them in your face?
Exactly. That's exactly it. They're too hot. I like them warm. I like warm chips.
I like them fresh and still dripping oil. That's how
I don't like them like that.
Out of the fryer and into my mouth.
Right. You want to be able to sort of... Yeah, you like to feel the burning sensation of the hot oil.
I like the burn, but I just like the fact they're super hot.
Yeah. I mean, I like hot chips.
So they started cooking the chips.
So they started fucking cooking the chips. And I was like, Jesus. And so I was waiting around and shivering and like getting cold. And
you turned Irish, you know, in the process as well. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, my chips are freezing.
And no one else.
The potatoes?
No one's coming in. No one's coming in to just chips. No one else wants chips.
This is why.
And like another 10 minutes go by. It feels like 10 minutes because those chips, I'm fucking looking at them. And they look like they're done. How long does it take to fry some fucking chips?
Do you ever feel like when you're in a situation like this, do you ever think to yourself, I wonder if I'm on like candid camera or something right now, and there's a lot of people laughing at me because I'm missing out on the joke sort of thing. So you're sitting there waiting for like 20 minutes or whatever.
For these guys to pop out.
Yeah, these guys are just like having a chat and stuff. And then you could just imagine like, an audience of people at home watching this in like France or something, laughing their heads off because maybe they find that funny there. The fact that you've had to wait 20 minutes for
so long for the
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But like, we had a situation where we were in France and this guy was like working in this place, but he was accosting everybody that came in. And most people couldn't understand him because they were all tourists. But because I understand French, I understood what he was saying. And he was getting... He was getting really antsy with people because they weren't lining up properly.
Right.
And he was saying to them, yeah, actually, there's a line here because that's how we do it in this country. That's what
he
was saying to people.
Shit, sir. That's not how you do it.
And so I was like, holy shit, this guy is really rude. But I just, like, we were sitting down and I was telling my wife and she's like, oh, I can't believe how rude this guy is. That's crazy. I was like, yeah, I know. And like none of the staff seemed to interact with him either. Like he was just like, you know, he's just this grumpy lone wolf guy that nobody seemed to talk to or whatever. But he was just let loose to be rude in a foreign language.
And ironically,
to tourists.
He's being rude about other people being rude.
Yeah. So so we came to the conclusion that we must be somehow on a show that and somebody right. is laughing about this because this guy is just so crazy. It's unreal.
Do you know
right?
what? I reckon that in this world of YouTube and Twitch and pranks and all that shit, like,
yeah,
there's a good fucking chance you are someone. Some assholes probably put you on a YouTube channel somewhere and you don't even fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened with the fucking chips? I've got to know. Jeez.
Oh shit. Yeah. Sorry to derail there. I just wanted to throw in my two cents. Back to the chips though, please.
So I don't know whether it was just a reasonable amount of time or because of the cold weather and the expectation of quick chips and the expectation that because they do just chips, you would assume that chips would be available quickly. I didn't expect, though, I don't know how long I was there. Probably, it can't be more than 20 minutes, really, but it felt like about an hour. It really dreads. And eventually I get my fucking super big cone of chips, you know, like this kind of cone you'd have on like a big dog when it was like...
The chip cone, yeah.
Yeah, when it had been bad.
No,
of course,
it's not been bad. It's when they've had an operation.
The classic sort of fucking thing they do is they put the so in this place, they put the sauce on for you, okay?
Right.
Yeah, so you only get like... You really only get ketchup on about 5 chips in that setup.
Well, I think to make up for the delay in chip speed production,
right,
the guy decided to give it a lovely even coating of ketchup all over the top layer.
You were totally on candid camera.
So it kind of looked like I was carrying a big cone.
You can just imagine the post editing that they put in with the ketchup squirting sounds and stuff like that. Everybody's laughing their heads off. This guy waited 25 minutes. And now the ketchup is making a fart noise that's going on the chips.
So they gave me the chips in a cone. And normally you'd get like, I don't know, like a little fork or something, right? Because it's obviously chips to go. So I'm holding this big cone like a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
And it's covered in ketchup. So I can't really get into it without like getting my fingers covered in ketchup, right?
Yeah.
And I don't really
They didn't
like,
give you a little like wooden fork thing?
No,
you know,
I
like
didn't. So when he handed over the cone with all the ketchup on, I sort of took it and I was like, oh, thanks. I looked at him. I looked around the bar as if like saying, is there a wooden fork with my eyes? And then looked him in the eye. He looked me in the eye. And there was no... And that was like the unspoken, is there a wooden fork? He said, no, we haven't got any. With his eyes, though, because I didn't actually ask him.
Yeah, God forbid you should open your mouth and say, can I have a fork, please?
Because
yeah, God.
That would have been awkward.
Didn't need it. It was unspoken. We'd spent enough time in that freezing cold fucking place to know each other's thoughts at that point. I knew there was no wooden fork forthcoming. I'd seen there were none on the counter. There were none.
You developed a link with this person.
He knew I was watching. Anyway, I walk out of the fucking chip shop and I'm thinking to myself, like, I want one of these now, but I don't want to get my fingers covered in tomato ketchup. I'm also thinking, if I get my fingers covered in tomato ketchup, I'm going to have to lick my fingers. And first of all, chips covered in tomato ketchup are no good, right? They're very sickly sweet. I kind of want to have like a low level, not a lot, but like not swamped, okay? No one wants to just eat fucking tomato ketchup. So I'm thinking, I'm going to have to crack this layer of chips somehow. I'm going to have to more evenly distribute. So, and also, if I do get my fingers covered in tomato ketchup, I'm going to have to lick my fingers. Now,
why didn't you just get a serviette? Did they not have them at that place?
Oh, no. He gave the other guy a look that said, are there any serviettes? And the guy gave him another look that says, no, they come on Friday. You're too early.
But right. I'm not going to grab a serviette and like individually eat a chip with ketchup, like wipe my fingers. I'm not a monster. Also, I've got to walk home while I'm doing this. Okay. And it's dark.
Oh,
and
my
so,
God.
You know, I'm just thinking at this point, I'm thinking, first of all, I don't really want to lick my dirty fingers. I've been sat in this fucking dirty place. I've been like handling my phone. And you know what it's like? People always say, oh, phones are gross. And also I've been handling my keys in my pocket. I just feel really dirty now. And I want to like wash my hands before I start eating chips with bare hands. That's all. I want to be clean.
They should make a movie about this story. And then at the end of the movie, the last scene of the movie is the man who is buying chips walking out of just chips with his cone of chips with an even spread of ketchup, you know, applied to the top of the chips. And then he drops the cone on the ground and outstretches his arms and looks up in the sky and goes, what is the point? and it does that. You could get a drone to film it, like spiraling away sort of thing. And it can be a sort of take on modern life, you know, that can win the Cannes Film Festival Awards and the Sundance and Rufio Romero Cinema Award and all the big ones.
So
as well.
I'm thinking all this
could be artsy
while I'm walking down the street. And in front of me, in the street, is
a man dressed as a cone of chips.
No, he's actually dressed.
And he
dressed...
takes off the cone, and it's Noel Edmonds.
You see a gigantic truck drive by, and it's a serviette delivery warehouse
and
thing.
A giant a skip load of forks. They're just tipping him in the back of the chip shop.
So,
and the guys are waving to you sadly. Goodbye, our old friend. Thank you for purchasing chips and nothing more. I'm sorry we had those serviettes or forks for you, but this is just chips, literally, and ketchup.
And plastic cone, not plastic, paper cone. So I'm walking down the street and I'm in this kind of, it's not like a main street, it's like an alley off the main street, okay? Because I was like, right. You know, it's just slightly quicker to walk around this dank alley for some reason. And I always do, and it's fine. Anyway, tonight there's a guy in with his back to me, in like a doorway, like pissing into the doorway, right? And as I'm sort of thinking about how I want to go home before I eat any of these chips, he's like shaking it off, okay? And sort of turns around to me. I noticed he was quite hairy. I thought he was like a homeless guy, but actually he's wearing like a big fucking Halloween werewolf mask, okay? Because he's obviously out for his work's fucking Christmas party or some shit.
He was hairy. Oh, he's got long claws, that man. Very sharp teeth.
So he's got the fucking wolf mask like pulled up on his head, okay? And as he turns around to me and he sees me coming and he walks at me and like leans over, fucking just gets his hand into the chips, grabs one. I'm not even fucking joking. Just doesn't give a shit. And says to me, happy Halloween, mate. And then fucks off. And I'm just stood there like,
man,
what the fuck?
There's no fucking hope for this race, is there?
No, because of that fucking story.
Is doomed.
You took 25 minutes to tell us that you bought some chips. It took quite a long time. And a mean man stole them.
I wasn't How eating little- those chips after he'd had his fucking gross pissy hand in my fucking chips. I threw those chips straight in the bin. I didn't even get my chips.
How did he deal with the ketchup?
Did you ask him about that? Did you say, how are you going to handle that ketchup,
He didn't
idiot?
Give a fuck about the ketchup.
Was he licking his fingers or did he have a
Yeah, like a big
serviette.
Werewolf just covered in fucking blood all around his fucking chops. I don't know. He was gone. I was shocked.
Yeah, you are a strange man, Lewis Brindley.
I don't know how you do it, Lewis. This is crazy. I mean...
I just... I, There must be a complete absence of social interaction in your life on a daily basis. This is your week boils down to, it took a long time for me to buy some chips and someone stole one.
I just want you to experience what was going on in my head.
Oh, we've like experienced
it. The crushing disappointment of getting home and not having any chips after that ordeal I had to go through. I was really excited for those chips. They were fresh and you could have chipped. I saw them. All the process. The whole process from freezer to cone.
Who the fuck gets excited about chips? Just buy them and eat them and shut up about it. Jeez.
We've got a cup coffee machine, but I think freezer to cone is a better process in my mind. Anyway, fuck it.
Right. So just chips. What would you give it out of 5 stars?
I kind of don't mind going back, but I think I need to go back at a busier time.
How?
Well, I'm still excited. They looked fine.
I just listened to a 25-minute sob story about chips and lack of forks and too much ketchup, and you're like, well, they did all right, I guess.
Like a 4.5 out of 5, easy.
It's like the most English review of anything I've ever heard. No complaint, and we'll go back. It's like, what? You just sold me on the idea that this is the worst chip shop you've ever been in. Only to return. Ridiculous. This is why people like Just Chips get away with it.
It wasn't about Just Chips.
There's no accountability.
Just Chips weren't responsible for the fucking random, fucking party goer, drug guy around the corner having a piss, were they?
So
it's not like they hired him to,
sabotage
people's
you.
Fucking chips. So they come back and they're like, oh, a homeless guy fucking put his pissy hand in my chips. Can I have another pack? They're not doing business of that guy. He's not coming around the back being like, oh, yeah, I got another
one.
He's
not a tramp. He's a homeless. He's not a homeless guy. He's a werewolf, all right?
He was a student.
He's a reveler, out for fun.
Anyway, that
and
was Halloween.
And he sees someone who he knows he can steal a chip from. He's not going to steal a chip from Just Chips. More to the point, he's probably smart enough not to fucking queue up for 25 minutes for chips.
I bet you're not the only person he did that to. He probably ate a full meal's worth of chips just by doing the same trick. It's like... He's like Saul Goodman, you know, he's like hustling out there. So when you walked away, he went back to pretend pissing, waiting for the next chump to come down the alley, takes out his chips. And then before you know it, that's a free meal right there, you know?
You know, if you told me, I was walking back from work the other day, I bought some chips and someone just reached in and took one. That's the story. Took 30 seconds, Lewis.
I don't know if I would be able to control myself if somebody, without asking, reached over and ate some food out of a receptacle.
Super rude.
If somebody reached over without asking and ate some of my food, I'm not a confrontational person, so I probably wouldn't say anything. I'd probably do what you did and just
kind of stuff makes you want to murder him.
Oh my God. I can see how a murder can happen now, though. That's really rude.
You don't do that.
If they had CCTV cam of you murdering someone after they tried to take one of your chips, I think the jury would acquit you based off that.
Yeah.
You know,
there's an audience somewhere in Asia laughing at you right now.
You want to know what happened to me last night, Halloween?
Right.
Me and my two girls went out trick or treat with some friends of ours and their kids and everything. And we went all around and we did all the trick or treat and we came back. Mrs. F had been holding down the fort, giving out sweets to the kiddies. And
so let's just roll back a second, just so I can see this in my mind. What are you dressed as?
A dad.
Oh, come on. You didn't even do the dress up with the girls. Come on.
No, they dressed up.
It's scary when adults dress up as stuff. I don't want to scare the kids.
Were you a werewolf? Was it you?
I saw this little man walking along and I thought, I fancy a chip right now. Didn't think anything of it at the time. But I just went out with them. I'm just wearing regular stuff. I'm just dressed as a dad. In fact, I was accidentally wearing my Rick and Morty jumper, which is a Christmas jumper. And people pointed out to me, why are you wearing a Christmas jumper? And I was like, I just didn't.
I'm a dad. Yeah, I have a small wardrobe of clothes, and this is one of the jumpers
thing on
that
top
was clean.
And I put it on exactly.
My costume is a Christmas reveler. So sue me. That's my spooky costume.
Someone who's looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
So
much
what
it.
were your girls dressed up? What were they?
My youngest was a devil woman. So she was the devil as a woman. So she had lipstick on and painted her face white. She had weird black eye makeup on. Little
a strangely
horns.
Sexy costume for a 5-year-old or whatever.
A what costume?
The devil costume is like a classic sexy costume, isn't it?
No, it is. This was not a sexy costume. She's A, she's six.
I know.
And B, she just wore, it was a dress that my eldest had had in a previous Halloween that was a Day of the Dead costume.
Right.
Like, sort of like a big red Mexican style dress. It's like a big long dress.
Did she get to pick this, or were you like,
yeah,
you're wearing this?
She said, I want to be
you're
like,
wearing your older sister's old shitty costume.
No,
from
she was
2 years
like, I
want to
be like the devil who's a woman. I was like, okay. And my eldest was like, I want to be a princess, but dead. So I was like, okay. So we painted her, my wife painted her with a dead face, like blood and zombie stuff on her face. So she was like a beautiful Disney princess, but dead. And my youngest was basically the devil if the devil was a woman. That was the ploy. So we went out, did the trick-or-treat, and it was great. Lots of kids had some cool costumes. We come back, Mrs. F wants to go to bed, so she puts a load of sweets in a bowl and puts it out the front with a little sign saying, help yourself. Which a lot of people do. And the kids go past and you're not answering the door, but take the sweets from the bucket. Someone just robbed the whole bowl.
Oh, that happens all
some
the time.
Some fucking kids. Yeah, they robbed, but the actual bowl, like, was gone.
Yeah.
This wasn't
like,
this was like one of the bowls we use for mixing stuff. I don't know why my wife used that, but she did. They took the whole
because
fucking
she didn't expect it to be fucking stolen.
Right.
Oh my God. You see this shit on fucking Reddit, don't you? Like some woman comes up and just fucking grabs the whole lot and puts it in a backpack. Like they can't afford to like go to the fucking shops and buy 50 p's worth of sweets. I mean, jeez.
Yeah. I mean, that's an asshole right there.
Taking the sweets, I know someone's going to take the sweets. That's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But stealing the bowl? That's a bowl.
I know. You know, we started doing flex because we had the same issue. We just went to like Pound World and you can buy like a big plastic Halloween bowl.
That's what, that
has
pumpkins
on it.
But
and
the kids
stuff.
Like those as well. They would have been even sadder if that had been nicked.
I think you need
well,
to.
No, when you buy one for the sole purpose of leaving your extras outside after you're done
it's
answering
just
the door.
More plastic polluting the planet.
You need to booby trap
these
things. And then
you just realize that one's going to be stolen. But then just buy them ones that you keep locked safely inside that nobody can steal.
Hey,
well.
How about this? It's a booby trap, right?
Hmm.
You cover all of the bottom of the bowl in ketchup, right?
Yeah.
So when they pick up the bowl to take it away and put it, shove the bowl in their pocket or whatever, they get covered in fucking ketchup.
Yeah.
And all the sweets get covered in ketchup as well.
That's a really good idea.
How about that?
Yeah.
Booby trap.
What about instead of ketchup, you put lava in there instead?
What happened? That's just, sorry, as an interruption, to tricks. Like, do people still do tricks on Halloween?
No, it's the day and age now is everybody is way too sensitive and you know that nobody wants to be tricked anymore.
Are we the wrong age though? Are like 20 like kids, like teenagers still putting ketchup on people's cars? Because I remember doing that. I ketchuped a guy's car.
We didn't get tricked at all. I didn't even see anybody doing any tricking.
I haven't heard about any tricks.
Somebody knocked on our door at like 10:30 at last night, and I guess it was just like somebody chancing
it. There's a lot of teenagers out that try to get sweets and
later on after like the kids have all gone in,
but also
sort of
it's
thing.
Like, they're not dressed up. They're like 16 years old, and some of them have even knocked and said trick or treat, and you go, oh, I'll get the sweets. They go, no, money, please, we want money.
What?
And I'm like, no, you can have sweets.
We had a group of guys at our house yesterday like that. They weren't dressed up, nothing. They're just like trick or treat. I was like, whoa, spooky costumes. they just had like their fucking hoodies on and stuff. It was
that
really
is pretty
funny.
Spooky, actually. I
no,
think
it was
that's
really
scarier
funny,
than.
It was funny because that was me at one point. I remember doing that as well. We were just like out. Oh shit, yeah, it's Halloween. Oh fuck, are you hungry? Yeah, I am. Okay, let's just go trick or treat for like 2 seconds.
That's funny. I like that. Holy shit. So you went out to GP Flex and around the neighborhood.
Yeah, it was good.
What time about did you go? Like 7 or 8?
Oh, like 6 o'clock.
Right, okay.
They're little kids. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a bunch of little 6 and 7-year-old kids. You don't want to be out too late. And also, you don't want the older kids because they're fucking trouble. They come down from Feltham and Hounslow and they're just animals. So they come down and just, you know, steal stuff and throw things at cars and
so you get the early stuff done.
You get the early. It's all little kids. They're all in my. I mean, we recognize half the kids out and about because we see them at school and stuff like that. So.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Stepping out. It's because the daylight savings and everything. It gets dark really early.
It's
so
pitch
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's pitch black. You walk out onto your road, which is normally like probably pretty deserted at that time. Most people are like home and
inside or whatever. But on Halloween, it's just always such a weird atmosphere because there's a lot of people outside when normally there isn't.
Yeah, you never see that around, many people
chatting and stuff.
Cool. Yeah. I think it's also because you're used to seeing like it being when it's dark, no one's really out. But it's because it's dark and early. Normally in summer, there'd still be people out walking around at 5 or 6.
Oh yeah, when it's like when it's light out. Yeah, but in the dark.
But I think the other weird thing is I see my neighbors and I say more to them on Halloween or if it's really snowy and everyone's out of work because they can't get in and the schools are shut, people are out having fun, and you think this kind of interaction with your community should be something that we're not seeing as like a novelty, but it is.
Yeah, no, yeah. It is.
It's weird, and I think more than anything else, that's what's caused this isolation, is that we just don't experience any sense of community with our neighbors, especially in London. I mean, there's neighbors that I've lived opposite, always hello, morning, like that. That's the extent of my knowledge of them.
Mm. Same. And you know what? I'm going to keep it that way too, because I do not want neighbors all up in my business.
Like, when did this become a thing?
I keep them at arm's length big time. I've never been friends with a single neighbor I've ever had.
Wow.
Because I think that when you start chatting to your neighbors a lot and stuff, you invite them into your life and you don't know these people. The only thing you have in common is that you live next to each other. You know,
yeah, but
I don't fucking need
to be in common with. That's a lot.
It's a lot, but man, I don't need more people. I have a vetting process, and like this person potentially is skipping all of that just by living right next to me.
But it's the same with work colleagues.
You work
with someone.
Cheaters.
You work with someone. You just happen to both be employed by the same place.
I know, but how many people have you worked with that you've stayed in touch with after you've left that job?
Quite a few.
The only thing that keeps you friends with them is the fact that you work together, right?
Well, and quite then you, a few, actually. A lot of her friends are former
work
colleagues.
I have like one or two people that I'm still in touch with, like after not working for like 7 years now or whatever. But even then, I don't talk to them that often. And normally what sparks our conversation up is we'll see, like, because it's a small place, right? Every once in a while, I'll see somebody I used to work with in the paper or something.
Right, right, right.
And then I know that as soon as I've read it, 5 minutes later, I'll get a text from this guy going, did you see the guy in the paper? And it's, oh, yeah, I saw him. And that's it. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, like, the reason you sort of know your neighbors is because it's supposed to be this sort of interview scenario, like, where you're like, you know, you want to meet them in order to find out whether they're going to rob your house or whether they're nice enough people that you can leave your key with. Do you know what I mean? In case you get locked out or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, especially when you have kids, your kids and their kids will play together and stuff. I mean, I've had neighbors that have been really, you know, not super close, but we've gone around to their house for a party.
Yeah.
The kids play at each other's houses and stuff, and you can rely on them. We're going away, can you feed the cat? Can you keep an eye on the house? That kind of stuff. It's very rare
that you're going to become best friends. But
yeah.
Anyway,
what happened
on Halloween night then, P-Flex? Go on, I want to hear what you got up to.
I told you, we went out and we trick-or-treated.
You did it, it was all safe and all sound, all good, nothing to report.
I was meant to be designated trick-or-treater for my kids, but then my kids were like, no, can we go with mum instead? So my wife's like, well, looks like you're on door duty, and I was like, all right, fine. So I just fucking sat around and watched... I watched Kenan and Kel, and I watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch on the Vault.
The new one.
No, this is the old one.
Oh. Why were you watching those?
They were on this TV channel called The Vault.
Yeah,
which
but just
because
they were
even...
on doesn't mean you have to watch them.
What the fuck is The Vault?
I don't know. It's like it's on Freesat. I never even realized I had access to this channel, so I thought, fuck it, I'll just put it on, see what's on. And
the classic Sabrina.
They had the A-Team on, the classic A-Team later on was pretty good too.
Jesus. So what were your trick-or-treat, like, bowl of treats? Did you have, like, a load of sweets
and
stuff?
We had tons of stuff. Well, we have a lot of stuff left over too, yeah. But it's like we're playing the long game because we bought all these candies and stuff for trick-or-treaters, hoping that we'd have some left over. And it just so happens we do because my son's birthday is going to be next month.
Perfect.
And we're just going to fill up all of the party bags for his friends.
Great idea because actually this month is my 6-year-old is turning 7.
Yeah.
And we bought it looks like the kind of bucket that you'd get something like, not paint, it's much bigger than a
chips.
Paint pot. No, not even chips. Not even just chips. I'm just talking about this would be something like a filler for a wall or something like that. It's
polyfiller.
Yeah, like a huge tub just filled with Twizzlers sweets. So it's got everything you can imagine in there. It's huge. Oh, nice. And we got it in Costco for like 15 quid or something. I was like, perfect. That'll do us for Halloween and everything else. Now I've just realized we can stuff them in party bags. Bingo. Yeah. Good shout.
Absolutely. You have to be ahead of the game. So I don't, what kind of party are you having for your daughter who's turning same age as my son, actually. He's going to be 7 as well.
We're having a magician.
Oh, fuck. She wanted a magician. Crazy.
So he's going to do some close crowd magic, and then he's going to do a stage magic show. And nice. He's very strongly recommended by a friend of mine who works in the theater, and he's going to be great.
He's going to chop a child in half.
My son decided that this year he wanted a pirate-themed bouncy castle. So,
Oh my god!
We rented one. We had to rent out.
I think that's what I had when I was like 7.
Wow, look how Lewis turned out. So, god, kids can be annoying though. Like, before the Halloween party last night, all the parents went around to a friend's house. We met up there to sort of congregate. We stuffed some pizza in the kids so they wouldn't moan too much, and then we took them out. And while we're in the house, we're drinking Prosecco, we're having a chat and everything. And my friend went to town on the Halloween decorations. She had loads of stuff all over the house, and one thing that she'd bought was this skeleton with a little sheet hanging over it. It's about twice the size of an action man, right? So it's a little big. It's quite a, it's not too big, not too small. And it hangs there. And if you touch it, it goes, and screams for like 30 seconds of hideous, high-pitched shrieking and terrifying noises. And the kids were whacking this thing and whacking it to make it play, make a noise. And in the end, I was like, I cannot stand it anymore. And I turned it off. Now, her dad, who's like an older guy, he was really getting into the Halloween thing. He watches me turn this off. We're all saying, oh, thank God. 2 minutes go by. He sneaks around and turns it back on. Doesn't say anything. Just turns it back on. The kids are whacking this thing again. I was like, this is driving me up the fucking wall. Like, it was unbelievable. It was the worst noise you could imagine. Just didn't care. One kid, there's like a piano there. The kid's just bong, 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 bong. I was like, oh my God. Like, kids are awesome as like in twos and threes. Once you get like 9 of them together, forget it. Forget about it.
It amplifies. Like,
they go crazy. Like, yeah, they're just...
Yeah, it's nuts.
And they don't, they stop listening. Like, they're just opening the front door if someone knocks on the door. They're just opening it. And they're doing the trick-or-treating. These kids are like 6. I was like, kids, do not open the door without a grown-up. You cannot do that. And they're like, just look to me like, and then bing bong, and they just open the door again. I was like, all right, stop opening the door. They just it's like they literally cannot understand what I'm saying, because they're just like, their brains are just like fried with the excitement of being around other kids. It's not even skill.
So
oh my
excited.
God,
it's crazy.
And they're just vibrating with this ridiculous amount of energy, and then you spill them out onto this darkened streets to do trick or treating. I'm just like herding them. I was like, stay close. We're across the road. I was like waving down traffic so the kids could cross safely. I'll take it very seriously. I'm just terrified if something happened to them.
I hope none of you have any chips. Yeah. The werewolves are out tonight.
Don't touch that man. He's got chips. He's got ketchup.
You just turn
chips.
Into like a fucking broken record, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You just like you take a step back and you listen to what you're saying. You're like, I've literally said the same thing all night, over and over and over. I haven't said anything else.
Yeah.
Slow down. Stop running.
It's
you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would actually be viable to have a recording of me saying, stay together, please. Stop. Wait for us to catch up. Wait. Stop. And just have that playing all the time.
Loop.
And I could just have a chat with the person next to me. That's honestly what I think I could do. And you just, you know, they'd listen about as much as they do.
I can imagine you holding like a boom box.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? On your shoulder
Stop.
With that just playing.
Do not touch that. Put that down. Don't talk to that man. It's just on a loop.
If you were dressed up as RoboCop, though, you might command more authority and people might listen to you. So
kids
you
don't
could consider
a
that.
Person in a costume. Look at what happened to Mr. Wimpy.
I think they respect RoboCop. RoboCop is a respected man.
Nah, they just try and see inside his legs and they... They wouldn't care.
They'd like
Sir,
pull his
can you
bits
open
off.
Up your gun holster?
Is there candy inside this gun?
I was like, oh no.
Then they'd be whacking you. What if they found out that they could hit you with impunity because you're wearing a metal RoboCop costume? They'd just be smacking it with the hardest thing they could find. Banging sticks on the back of your head. Hit him! Like last night, my daughter came up and smacked me on the ass, as she occasionally does. All the kids started punching me. Like they were like,
yeah, I know. It's like a floodgate. Yeah. One person punches you in the ass.
And that's it. I get
every once in a while, like I'm at a kid's party or something, and either my son or one of his friends will just donkey punch me hard in the ass. And then it's like an open invitation. They're like zombies or something. It's like awful. Here's like an open carcass with brains leaking out of it. Just sort of converge on you and start punching you in the ass.
They're testing the boundaries, and if they know they can get away with it, the other kid's like, "Oh my god, that guy lets us punch him in the ass."
I know.
I've wanted to punch an adult in the ass for years.
This one kid is testing to see whether I just drop kick him through a window for doing that. Like, and then the others are like, "All right, he didn't kick him. Back, let's all kick him." So then I turn around to see who'd done it, and one of them punched me in the balls like really hard. Because I was like, "Geez, she knows how to hurt a man because she's got a dad." So she's like, "I punch my dad in the balls every time. Let's see if it works on this stranger." Bang, right in the nuts. I was like, "Jesus!" And then they're all just piling in. It's like, "Fuck this!" I just went and got a drink and hid.
Are you saying you got beaten up by a bunch of 7-year-olds? I can imagine you like in the fetal position and they're just all kicking you and punching you.
Yeah, you can't fight back. You literally can't fight back.
The fucking ambulance turns up.
If you grab one, they think it's a game. So you grab a kid to move away.
Being kicked to death by toddlers.
We can't fight back. That would be wrong.
Was she doing that thing where she was like really like excited and laughing and stuff, and like it was fine, but then she punches you in the balls and then realizes that based on your reaction,
she's gone over the line.
She crossed the line.
Yeah.
So there's like that nervous laughter sort of thing, and she's not quite sure if you're just going to like, you know, uppercut her into the upper atmosphere or what sort of thing.
Yeah, kids, they're the worst.
Man, they can be the worst for sure.
Oh my God.
For the most part.
I'm glad.
They're pretty good, right? I was saying this yesterday and thinking about this too. You know, it's kind of sad to think that like in your life, on average, you'll probably only ever trick-or-treat like 10 times, right? In a whole life. That's not a lot of trick-or-treating.
As the child, I guess. You'll take your kids out trick-or-treating and stuff, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different, though. Like, I mean, you actually enjoying art of trick-or-treating or whatever.
Right.
I used to get so excited. I loved it. Man, I loved everything about it. I loved, like, putting my costume on and going and getting candy, and then I loved getting home and being able to stay up a little bit later and just, like, sorting through all my candies and stuff.
It
and
was
then
exciting.
I loved the month after of just having this like fucking massive supply of candy that I could just eat whenever and
it's
take
like,
to school
I've got,
and stuff.
I've got that handled. That's handled. But in the back of my mind, I know the stash
and
is
then,
safe.
And then by the end of like November, going into December, you've just got a bucket with like a bunch of bounties at the bottom and, you know, fucking those gross whistle lollipop things that nobody likes.
I always thought they had a bit of plastic in them because it always tastes like there's plastic in them.
I think they do, or they have like a weird plastic coating or something, but man, they're not nice.
Jesus.
You know, my daughter's favorite sweet is Parma Violets.
Oh, what the hell? Grandma's.
They're basically like, I think they're about this. Yeah, they're like super old-fashioned sweets, and she loves them. She absolutely loves them. They're like her favorite sweet. And whenever she tells people, growing up, say, "Oh, what's your favorite sweet?" She's like, "Parma Violets." They're like, "What? What are you from 1812 or something?" It's like ridiculously open. "Oh, like Parma Violets, please. I'd like my Parma Violets." She's 9. I was like, "Why don't you like Snickers bars or some shit?" But no, she likes the Parma Violets.
There you go.
I used to like these candies called Runts, and they were shaped as. There's like a banana shape, an apple shape, an orange shape. There's a strawberry shape. And they were hard candies. So you'd get a handful of them and you'd have to like suck on them for a while.
Nice.
Make them soft and then you could like chew them up sort of thing.
Yeah.
But they were really good. I remember like as a kid, I would buy a pack of Runts all the time. My mom would give me a nickel. And I'd run down to the corner store.
"Hey, Ma, can I get a nickel for a pack of Runts?"
I just mowed the lawn. Could I get a nickel?
Boy, I love candy.
I honestly do remember one time my dad giving me 25 cents and saying that I could go buy gum. So maybe that makes me old. 25
hey,
cents
penny.
For a pack,
go buy
for
a pack gum of gum.
He was, he was on his way to work. He had his suit on and everything. And he's like, bends down. He's like, "Here you go, son. 25 cents a quarter." He's like, "Go buy yourself some gum."
"Gee, thanks, mister."
"Gee, thanks. Thanks, mister."
Okay.
"Go run to the corner store and buy some gum."
The thing is, like, I used to get 20p pocket money. 20p. But I could buy the Beano and 12p's worth of sweets every week. 20p! If I gave my kids 20p now, they'd laugh at me. I can't even buy Palmer Violets for that.
No.
I can't even download a free app with the amount the internet costs.
Well, there you go. That is all we got time for. Thank you, everyone. I'm gonna cut you off full flow. We'll be back.
Yeah,
I'm
sure. Shut up,
I'm sure next time we'll talk.
Fuck. Sorry, guys. I got carried away.
That's
peace out, everyone. I'm gonna cut you off now. Yeah. Bye. Thanks,
bye,
everybody.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.